Day 78. Small car mileage claims.
This compound thing is beginning to look a bit wild, Marta.
Wild, huh?
Yeah. It seems like I see compounds now wherever I look. Most of them are short, usually two words, like the ones we've been talking about.
And there are lots of those.
But they can also get a bit long. I've noticed I've been doing this myself without even thinking.
Doing what, Patrick?
Well, a friend of mine recently bought a 2011 Toyota. It's a small car that's supposed to get pretty good mileage.
Yes. Small car mileage is usually quite high.
Ah, but the 2011 Toyota small car mileage is claimed to be the highest.
Not surprising.
And I think it's probably obvious who's making the 2011 Toyota small car mileage claim.
But hasn't that claim recently been widely disputed?
You play this game very well, Marta. Disputed, yes. And you can probably guess what's coming next.
I certainly can, but I'd rather hear it from you.
Okay. It was labeled 2011 Toyota Small Car Mileage Claim Dispute.
And is that as far as it went?
Not quite. Apparently, they settled the dispute, according to the headline in today's paper.
Go ahead. This should be a real record breaker.
Well, here it is, Marta. I've clipped it out for you. 2011 Toyota Small Car Mileage Claim Dispute Settlement. Quite a compound, no?
And such a lot of information packed into a relatively small space. If we didn't have the compound option, how might all this be expressed in a single sentence?
Well, first of all, you'd have to supply a subject, because it doesn't appear in the compound.
Good thinking. So let's just use they for our purposes. How about writing it on the board? And I'll do a little underlining.
Okay. They settled the dispute over the claim of mileage on the small car manufactured by Toyota in 2011.
What's the part of speech that I underlined?
Prepositions?
Right. So, mileage on the small car is small car mileage. Claim of mileage is mileage claim. Dispute over the claim is claim dispute. Settled the dispute is dispute settlement.
Compound within a compound within a compound. And I've been doing this a lot myself, just like everybody else.